gonna do the name of Jesus. But I can say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I greet you all in 2019. I can see all of you, you are doing. Yeah, it means, you know, when you see people doing, it means that they have rested. Except some of us who were busy up until today were busy. Yeah, I welcome you on in 2019. I also wish you good luck in all the processes of the list. I'm hoping that all of you will come back. Your parties will redeploy you because you've been doing a great work. And we'll see each other, you know, in the corridors, in the streets, in public meetings, in the media, wherever, where we're going to run our campaign. I want to welcome you all, and I want to thank you very much for coming to this meeting, because we know which you are still at yourself, but due to our work, we have to start our committee, because we have to present the report before the parliament rises. With those few words, thank you very much. In terms of the agenda, we have item number one, opening, which I've already done. Apologies. Let's hear apologies from our committee secretary.
Good afternoon, Chairperson and members. I have received the three apologies. One was Honorable Chiu, she won't be able to make it for today and tomorrow. The other one is for Honorable Fanda Member, she's also not going to make it, she's involved in the workshop. And the other one is for Honorable Terry Standard, she also won't be able to attend because she's busy in the course of the office. Honorable Manuleka is going to join us in the campaign later. Thank you.
Honorable Ima.
Thank you, Chair. I need to be stand up for an hour. Something doesn't take place on the road.
Okay. Can you get a mover for the adoption of the apology? Okay, Honorable Sekin and Maro. You know what? I just want to check with the secretary first. If we are going to have transport after this meeting, because I'm not sure if there's transport for members. If there's any arrangement, you must inform us now.
Yes, Chairperson, we've made arrangements for shuttle to pick up members here from Parliament, but for those who cannot have transport.
Okay. I think the other thing that needs to be addressed next is our vouchers for the flight. I requested the secretary that she must do something because we can't use our vouchers that we're using because it's reset now.
In terms of the vouchers members, I have spoken to some of the members and have indicated that we prefer them to use their own vouchers and then we'll refund them back. We've got all the approvals we'll submit to finance and follow all the processes so that you can get your vouchers from here. But for those that have paid, we managed to pay, we want to pay, we won't be refunding. Those that we managed to book, they're flying, like Dr. Liange, his flight is at 12:40 from Islamabad. So we managed to book for him for the vouchers. But those who we couldn't book, will refund the voucher. And also for next week's meeting, we will also pay for members for the 2019 week. Thank you.
Honorable Emma.
Thank you, Chair. So we use our own allocation to come up, but now to go back tomorrow or Thursday, would you book for us or
not? Yes.
You book for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest assured you get it because I've signed that letter. Last week, I was here in Parliament. So I've already signed that. And then we are moving to item number three.
Okay.
Okay, Kona. Bekufunkazi ukuthi lele size ngalo nje ukukhoka.
Yeah.
Ukona ukuthi. But I want to check, Kaula, who's interpreting for you? Because then I said you must make sure that person is there. Where is that person? No. Let us please check where is the person. Because it's something that I arranged last week. Me, I was here then, before all of you. Okay. Okay, let's get an update. And then for according to what you discussed. Hemen, when you will deal with the issue of commissioners, ne? Honorable members, I think during recess, you saw in the media, in the newspapers, that there were some commissioners who were complaining that their term of office has not ended. And yeah, something like that. But yeah, they wanted to carry on until March. But I think we have done a lot of work, ne? With regards to that, and Hemen will brief us what are the developments, because they went to the public protector, to the speaker, everywhere. They were complaining to everybody. So we have done a lot of work up until today. Hemen will tell you what has happened, and Niliso, you will brief us according to IP program, what is going to happen in terms of our applications, in terms of our fingerprints, screening, verification of qualifications. You must give us all those reports and just after that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Members, I'm sure you have received the program. If you can. Just to take it back from page 7 of the contract. Okay. We had our first meeting on the 24th of October, the second one 31st of October, and then thereafter we were dealing with the administrative card from the 1st until 16th of November, that is to prepare all the translations of the document code and obtain the approval for the address. We advertised on the 18th of November, and the closing date was the 10th of December. And then from 11th up until the 14th of December, what we did was, after the closing date, we uploaded all the CVs in the parliamentary website so that the public can comment. There are a few comments that we have received. And then also same week, we uploaded for civil society comments, and then we wrote a letter requesting the SAPS, the Protection Service here in Parliament, and the HR to please verify the CV. But at that time, that was time of the holiday. So when they came back, people from the HR, they're currently busy with that information, because they sent me MIU, it's a consent form that I need to send to all the countries. We've received about 87 during when the period for advertising closed, but then there were three others that are going to three. To explain to members what happened that we've just received. But some were posted. The other one was Korea, but Korea never received. So I've discussed it with him, so they gave it to me, that one. Korea is on the 7th of December, which is within that time to advertise. So I will explain which city in terms of the list that I gave to the members. So at this stage, we sent EME, the consent form, from the candidates to HR that have received. We sent also the copies, or the requested copies of the application that they've sent me. We have sent the HR that information. The staff of protection services, they indicated to me that they are no longer dealing, that it's no longer a mandate, it's the state security agency. And there's a form that also they gave me that meets fingerprints of all the candidates, which I had to send to all of them. The closing date for submission of those forms is Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 24th. And I've already received about 5 or 6. I've got them in the office. I will take them to protection service so that they can start with the process. And they indicated to me that they want all candidates to post, not to email, because they need the original fingerprints. That's what I was informed. So candidates are calling all that information. Yes, ma'am. That's where the process is at the moment. I'm not sure whether the candidate wants to add or whatever. Thank you.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Melissa has said everything, but I want to say something before the closing date. We received about 87 CVs that were uploaded to the website. But while we were consolidating the CVs, we find out one candidate did not send her CV in support of application, but the CV was sent and she was nominating somebody else. So the total number of qualifying CVs that we received is 86. Then it means we've received in total 89 in addition to the 3 that Melissa was talking about. If you have
I thought you are going to also speak to the candidate to withdraw.
Okay, we have received 87 CVs before the closing date. Those 87 CVs were uploaded on the website. While we were consolidating, we found out that one person was not applying for the position of the commissioner, but her CV was sent in support of nominating a candidate. That left us with 86 candidates. But we also received another withdrawal. So that means 85. We have 85 CVs for the appointment of commissioners. Then add the 3. So it means in total we have 88 CVs.
Honorable Imam and Honorable.
I would like some clarity on the 3 that were late, and what is the requirement in terms of that is the deadline and documents must be, or whether you accommodate it is in the process or should not be accommodating. I think it's a matter that we need to deal with before deciding whether we accept in that 3 or not. You know, if there's a deadline you need to meet that deadline. Unless, of course, the problem was on our side. Eric, again, I'll be guided by the discussion on what I think is the right thing to do.
Another
second. Thanks, Chair. I also wanted clarity on the 3 CVs because I did not get it from the community.
Yeah. Honorable Verma.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted clarity as well. If you received 87, but one of them is a nomination, then it's still 87. Why is it then 86? I'm not sure about that.
Governor. Okay, Honourable.
No, mina hlalo okwamile ukuthi ngifuna ukuzwa la ukuthi like njengalabo abantu abakude if ukuthi wanana banga email bafuneka ilokhuzana ukuthiwa kwenzisa kanjani la kwaphela khona la bantu othuthi bakude mhlawumbe basemakhaya makuthiwa kunga email ngenye into nangibona sathi iyinkinga futhi leyo.
Okay, let's start with the three.
Thank you, members. If this list that we calculated is of all the cities, by the closing date, we have received up to 87. Yeah? And then CV number 88, yeah? She sent in email, which is, we are making copies, we still copy of an email. She's explaining why she has not met that deadline. It's because I think she was experiencing low shedding in her area at the time when she was sending. That's what she said. It's in, we'll make a copy of it. CV number 89, it was posted, and then when I look at the date when it was posted, it's the 3rd, I've got that envelope here, it's the 3rd of December, which is still within. And then the last CV number 90, the one who courier is, I've asked him to send me a proof because he wanted to know why was his name not on the parliamentary website. Then I responded to say I have not received it, and he told me that he has courier it, but then I requested a proof from him. And then he emailed it to me, but that's not clear. Here's the way the courier the slip, and it's dated the 7th of December. So all of them are within the period. The three. Thank you.
Yeah, another one, Ima.
Okay, you know, to avoid any dispute, people contesting these things, I need further clarity on what is the guideline, what is the rule. Should the application be received by no later than a certain date? Is there any provision being made in terms of the guideline for late submission, sending one without the CD or sending it by email, you know, because we don't want to go through this entire exercise and then find somebody disputing it and then we sit back on the phone again. So we could rather clarify that and agree on it.
Yeah, maybe before she answers me. You know, Honorable Ima, in the previous ad hoc committee, and even with this one, what we did, we agreed to accommodate people who were living in the rural areas, that for as long as they have posted their applications within the right time, the delay from the post office, we can't penalize those people because it's not their own making. It's the problem of the post office. So even if, for as long as the person has posted the application within the required time, but the delay is within with the post office, then those applications will be considered by the committee. So that's why Unelisa is explaining also with regards to the other one. That was courier, but the problem was delayed by the post office. Because, you see, if a person tells you that there was a load shedding, what we do, we verify if there was any load shedding or there was no load shedding. For as long as we have verified the facts, then we are certified as the committee. Because sometimes it's parliament website, the email, sometimes the person will try to send an email to the staff members, but those emails, maybe they don't go through. So you can't penalize then the candidates because of that. So before we accept any application, we consider all those facts first. We don't just take any application. But also, those things are subject to the committee, because I can't be taking decisions alone. They are subject to the committee, whether you want to accept them or you don't want to accept them. But in the last ad hoc committee. Some of them, the Human Rights Commission, you know, was contesting some of the things. So we want to do justice, and our process must be transparent as possible. So nobody will be locked out, you know, because of other things. We don't want our processes to be challenged. So we are open. We give everybody time. And when coming to the issue of fingerprints, you know, last week when they told me the issue of fingerprints, I was disturbed even myself, that it, because they want original fingerprints, they don't want things that are emailed or what. I even suggested to the staff that, oh, maybe we must do something. Those who are in Gauteng, if also remember, currying is expensive. And other people, they don't have money. So we must be considerate as members of the committee that, you know, those who will tell us that they don't have money to curry, because one candidate was telling me it's 400 and something, then I said, ah, you know, we can't say, we can't act as if our people have money. So what I suggested last week is that maybe those who will be complaining to say they don't know, they don't have money to curry, the staff, they must find a way on how then are we going to get their fingerprints. Like there's one, last night, the secretary called me. Unfortunately, I was at Gauteng legislature. There was one applicant who was calling, how then is she going to submit the fingerprints? And then she called me and said, Chair, there's someone from Gauteng who got a fingerprints. Can you please come with that envelope? Then I said, where will that person find me? Then I told her, I'm at Gauteng legislature. Maybe you can ask that person to drive or to take a taxi to Gauteng legislature. For as long as she will come before 7:30, she will find me there. But if she can't find me, then she must rush and check me at the airport. Unfortunately, she came, and she gave me the envelope, and I gave them. I didn't want to read or open or what, because I don't want tomorrow a person say, hey, I did give the chair what. I just gave Nelisa the envelope as is. Whether there's fingerprints inside or whether there's what, I don't know. I did what, I was the messenger. But you know, my concern is, what is going to happen with others? Last week I said to them, maybe what they need to do, they need to check with all of them. Those who are in Gauteng, to check how many are they, if are they going to be able to submit them, you want to query them or whatsoever, in all the provinces, and maybe find a way with how then we as members, you know, can assist. Those from Western Cape, they can come here, it's easy, you know. But those who are from Eastern Cape, KZN, Mpumalanga, and so on, I don't know how are we going to help them. Because it's not our own making. We were told last week, I was here on Thursday, and when I was told, informed, SAPS is saying this, I was like, yo, that means we must find a way, how to accommodate all those people. But anyway, I think I said to them, maybe we must give them until Friday, you know? But if they submit later, we'll still accommodate them, I'm sure. Ne? Because we can't close for people when it's not, it was not within the prescription of our advent. It's something that came with the screening from the security cluster. Okay, Maro.
Thank you, Chair. I hear what you're saying, and I think we must be accommodating. But I think the sort of people who are going to be applying for this should be able to, you know, make arrangements to get hold of 400 rand. But let's not discriminate. But I'm thinking that for any future reference, we must make sure that when the advert goes out, that information must be given from the start. So SAPS mustn't come and tell us afterwards that it's got to be fresh so-and-so. So this is just to remember for future reference. We can't prevaricate. We must be clear, and then we can stick to our dates. because we are working under pressure. We know that we've got to finalize the process before the 22nd.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ngibonga sihlalo. Nanguthi angisho njengo uzakwethu lo. Yabona sangathi lana sogcina sinenkinga. Ekuqala nje ngiyavumelana nalento silaphi njengalo lobo owulethe yakhe nga oyiphose ngawo mhlaka 7. Thothi bambekile. Bengingajabula mina sibuyele kula ndlela esasisebenza kuqala ngoba siyalwazi usizo. And ma ubheka futhi labantu basemakhaya ibona sathi bazoba nenkinga kakhulu. Ngoba even kwalento ekukhulunywa ngawo ma-Korea wekho emakhaya. Ibona sigcine benenkinga. Mase ngibuyela kule ama-fingerprints. Kulena-ke iyayithupha. Kungcono uba kuye kuthiwa abeze. La bese kwenziwa uhlelo. Ukuthi mase befikile la bazokuba khona la bazigcinqiswa khona iyithupha kodwa ke futhi manje ziwa nini kobheka ukuthi khona lana akakhomitha khona mhlawumbe i-crime yabona nje lento inenkinga engayazi ukuthini and yona inzima emakhaya yazi izinto la kuthatha khona ama-fingerprints kukumude uze uhlangane ngoba usukuboshiwe ubone usulapho usuwaginqa inkinga nje ongayazi ngiyabona.
Just to summarize, Ufuma Mkaula, I concur with the other member of the committee. There are some challenges, especially people who are going to be affected are those from the rural areas, because we are aware that even the police station where they are supposed to do the fingerprint is also a challenge to them. And I think in future we need to follow the way which we applied initially, and also to take into account all the other issues that has been raised by my other colleagues.
Yeah, we're still going to answer Honorable Bernard.
Thank you, Chair. It's clear that, Chair, there are some logistical problems, rightfully so, because a lot of the people living in the area don't have access. However, I think that the issue of original fingerprint, I mean, that's common knowledge. You can't send a photocopy, and normally the police station is where you go and do that, right, for a police clearance in any event. Maybe we need to look at something on a provincial basis where we can identify all applicants in a particular province, then go to a particular police station, do their fingerprint, and then we, I think, must go one ahead a little further to try and make arrangements so that all those that are done there, those things come back directly to us and give them some assistance to the people on the ground.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look at each case because others can afford so that we cannot put everybody in one basket. We'll look at each applicant, how do we then assist? Where there's a need? But we have given them up until the 24th. But in the list, I will call them and find out from them how far are they, do they need any assistance or what. I think that will be done. I said they will know who has a problem. And then can you respond to the question?
Thank you, Chairperson. My mother wanted to find out about the second candidate out of the 87. We certainly will receive 87. The first CV was in support of nominating other persons, but the second one withdrawn from the race because she has been employed somewhere else.
Yes. Oh, Velma? Honorable Velma, is okay with the answer?
Yes. Answer.
Yeah, because they said the candidate is employed at Women, at Department of Women. Yeah. Kaula.
Ngoba besingakayi okhethweni. Sikazi noma siyabuye noma sikabuye. Okwamanje sewu-honorable bengithi inkosazana eduze kwakho ayingambizi ngomama. Mama, honorable.
May I correct the lady next to you that although we haven't gone for election, but I think being called honorable is still applicable because it is before the election. So they have not called the other men. They have to be called referred honorable.
Okay. I apologize on her behalf. Okay. The next one. So we have Hemen. Where's Hemen? Ooh, all on the line. We could see a man.
Yes.
Honorable Velma.
I have two more questions. Apologies, Chair. I wanted to go back to Nelisa and the list. On the last page, there are no numbers and there are no IDs. So does she still count or does that person still count, Jasta? On the last page of the list. And then also just to going back to the consent form, what's the deadline for the consent forms? Is it also this coming Friday? Because you said you'd received five already, so I just want to know what happens if we don't receive the consent forms. What will happen in that case? Because we can't really disqualify them, but yeah, I would like clarity on the consent form. Thank you.
We'll accept them, eh? We're not going to disqualify them. Because it's not their own name. Then next, I'll respond on this candidate, Dr. Nami, you want to open an eye?
Thank you, Chair. I think it was an oversight. I will add it as the ID. So, unfortunately.
Yes, it's one person.
Yes. Will you take it? Yes. One person. The only thing we would type is those back.
Chair, just one clarity now. The issue of the one person who was nominated by someone else, my understanding is that all the documents have been received. The only difficulty is that the CV was received after the process. Is that what we said? Remember, one was nominated by somebody else, somebody sent on behalf of somebody else.
Yeah,
then he's a judge. So I just wanted clarity, that CV and everything has been received, and was the CV received after the close?
Okay.
Well, the application came before.
Yeah, the application came before.
And the CV?
Because the person was nominated by some board.
Yeah.
So then Melissa had to call that person to submit the CV.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you remember with our advert, ne? You can apply as an individual, but you can also be nominated by someone.
Okay.
Like the last time, we did receive a candidate who said to us, I don't even know what they say right when they were nominating me.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that, Mr. Chuan? Let's go to Hemen. Hemen, you must explain to us. With regard to the wrong appointment of commissioners and the right one, the amended one by the DG in the presidency, and the correct appointment of those commissioners, which are the correct dates? Because here there were discrepancies in terms of the dates, ne? Of appointment. A letter of appointment that was written by the minister in the presidency by then, and the minutes of a presidency, women, young elders, you must explain to us, together with the issues of letters of complaints and so on and so on. Women, and also women, you must also explain to members, ne, with regards to who qualifies to apply with all those commissioners who are current serving commissioners whose term of office have ended, and what does the Act say, so that it must be clear
Okay, thanks, Chair. Actually, we've got vacancies for 8 commissioners, which 3 of them, they attend lapse in December. Then we've got 5 which they attend lapses in May. So for the outgoing commissioners, there was incorrect appointment. There was error in the appointment date. For the chairperson, which was then Ms. Lula Manare, which there was errors in the presidential minutes pointing out that her term doesn't end on the 31st of December 2018. There was the presidential minutes which pointed that tenure ends at the 31st of March, which then raised a lot of questions, which she complained. She wrote a letter complaining to the speaker, to the president, and also to the public protector on this incorrect, on this error, which has been addressed. We raised the matter as an office with the presidency on the incorrect date, which eventually they responded. The DG, Mr. BC, responded. They issued the correct presidential minutes for the affected commissioners, which currently the outgoing commissioners were Ms. Nare, then the affected commissioners were Ms. Nare, Mr. Mgotri, and Mapaz. But in actual fact, for all the commissioners, it was beyond the 5 years which was stipulated by the Act. So for all the commissioners, the DG or the president reissued a correct presidential minute and letters correcting the errors. So the issue that had to be addressed was a response of Ms. Nare, which she lodged with the public protector, which our office had to respond on the error. And she also wrote to the president, which the president also responded to the public protector's complaint. Then, because the Act, Section 3-4 of the CG Act, states that any commissioner appointed should not exceed 5 years. It's for a fixed contract of 5 years. So for them, some of them were going beyond 5 years. It was 5 years, 2 months, some five years, 7 months. The others was for four years, 6 months. So they were disputing that the correct should be 5 years. Yet, that is the ceiling according to the Act, because it only states that it should not exceed. So which the Act does not state the limit. It may be lesser than the 5 years. That is how far the issue has to be addressed. Then in terms of the Act, any commissioner which has been appointed for a term eligible for reappointment for one additional term, that is according to Section 3-7 of the CG Act. So for the commissioners which had served their term, their first term and second term, they are ineligible for reappointment. For the outgoing commissioners or present serving commissioners, the affected commissioners were Ms. Nare, Mr. Mgotri, Wallace Mgotri, because they've served 2 terms with the commission. Then the rest, they are still eligible because they've served their first term with the commission. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, commissioners are appointed like us. We've got a fixed term. Even if you've got 2 months, you can't say a 10 megabits. My pending depending in 5 years. So you must go. So we can't ask for the extension in the new term. Yeah, Honorable Maros, Honorable Ima, Honorable Second.
All right, thank you very much. What you said now, I think, clarifies what I was going to say. If Commissioner Ngoqi and Nare have served two terms, why are they applying again? They must surely know that they are not eligible. So we should, in fact, scrap them from the list immediately. Am I right?
Yeah, Chair, 2 points. That was one of the things that if I can't understand, because if the Act is very clear, why are people applying when you don't qualify? And, you know, we must should have rejected them at the outset. But the other important question, I just wanted clarity. It says a 5-year term, not exceed more than 5 years, unless, of course, it's serving the second term. Is there any one of these commissioners that are disputing or lodge complaints that have not completed their 5 year and they feel that we are what we are now processing is correct in view of the fact that they still need to complete their 5 year term? I'm a little bit concerned though about the minutes saying one thing and suddenly we're saying now you've got the minutes correct. I don't know how that happened, because the minutes initially said that it must end in 31st of March 2019, and now if it is corrected to say 31st of December, could you just give us some clarity on that, because otherwise it's going to open that again to some kind of correction.
Thanks very much, and I want to agree with other members. To say, you know, the people who are disputing are the ones who have been holding higher positions in the CGE. Ms. Ludama was the chairperson of the commission, in Commission for Gender Equality. So it's so surprising that when you lead, sometimes you want people to follow you, but when you are supposed to be led, and it's something else. So I think, Chair, they know exactly when their term ends. They know exactly that those president's minutes was not a true reflection of their appointment. They know exactly, because surely even the CEO of the CGE have records of their appointment. So I therefore check, because if even we take chance of appointing them, it will exceed your 10 years, because they've got 7+. They've got 7 years plus. So when we appoint them for 5 years, then it will exceed, which is, it will be unconstitutional. So, you know, there's nothing that we can do for now, and it's unfortunate that we have to take them out of the list, because I see they've applied. I was just checking their names here on the shortlisted candidates. Your number 53 is Mr. Wallace Mukoti. And then Ms. Lula Manare is also reflecting number 81. Number 53 is Mugosu. Mr. Wallace Mugosu. And number 81 is Ms. Lula Manare. Who was the chair, actually, of the CGP? And then Ms. Melissa, there's this Commissioner Bata. I'm not quite sure, is she part of the those who the term has expired, but Commissioner Bata, I think I saw her name also appearing here. Or has she set one term in the institution?
Thank you very much, Honorable Members, with your guidance, because when I checked the list I saw that there are other commissioners who have applied, and I checked with the staff, because fortunately Nelisa is part of the Women Portfolio Committee. So I wanted her to advise me on who are these people who have applied. I thought in the list she was going to indicate who are the current serving commissioners, so that as honourable members, we must know this one is the current serving commissioner, and this one has served one term, and this one has served two terms, so that as we discuss, we know exactly who must be out, who must not be considered, like the two candidates, Ms. Nare and but they must be out. They must not be considered with immediate effect. They must be out. Oh, okay. Okay. She was informing me that they will make a report when we are doing the shortlisting next. So it's fine. Yeah. Anyway, we are right, Honorable Sek. They know exactly the act. They were just taking chances. And it's wrong, when people are supposed to be give strategic leadership to an institution. You know, this is not right. So, as I, Hemen, are you done with all your issues?
No, Chair. Thanks, Chair. I have to clarify the issue of these commissioners, why they think they have been shortchanged in the processes. Actually, I need to bring to the committee's attention that for Ms. Lula Manare and Wallace Mkotu, they were first appointed to the commission in 1 June 2012, which their tenure was ending in 2014. So I think the mistake which has happened here, the commissioners thought that for the duration, which is less than 5 years, does not consist of a term. So Ms. Lula Manara was appointed in 1 June 2012, her term was ending 31 May 2014, but she resigned on the 1st of September 2013. So then got reappointed, which was now consisting her second term, starting from 1 January 2014 to 31 December 2018, which is 5 years plus the 1.5 years that she had served. Then Mr. Mkotu also started on the 1st of June 2012, his term ending on the 31st of May 2014, but got reappointed on 1 June 2014, his term ending on the 31st of May 2019. So I think the issue here which led actually which was causing the confusion was the duration and the term. So they didn't consider the short duration as the term. Yet the act is clear. The act in section 3.4 says the members of the commission may be appointed as the full-time or part members and shall hold office for such fixed term not exceeding 5 years as the president may determine at the time of each appointment, provided that the term of office of the full-time members shall not expire simultaneously. So, which means the 5 years is the ceiling, because it gives the prerogative to the president to determine at the time of appointment. So that is how far I can go with this matter. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Ima, even if she was appointed, remember, she was appointed as the chair after 2 months or 3 months. But remember, if your term of office has lapsed, you can't be the chairperson. You see, like now, as honorable members, if you get appointed as a minister or as a chairperson, for as long as our term of office has ended, you cannot be a chairperson when the other term starts. Yeah, it's the same thing with Lulam. I think that's where the discrepancy is, because you know, she wants to consider the appointment date of her as the chairperson to be the right one, and it, which is not, you know. So that's what Herman is trying to explain in terms of the dates and so on. But I think honorable members will agree that the two commissioners will not be considered for reapplication. But the other, and then the other commissioners, they do qualify to reapply, you know, for Abubama commissioners. It's not automatic that they are current serving commissioners, they'll be reappointed. No, they are still going to contest like any other candidate. So it
I think whether we are going to remove them or not, forthwith, I don't think they just did it without having consulted legal advice. Otherwise, there would be chance takers. They must have consulted. So it would be prudent for us to consult and see where the patches are, so that we don't end up with long, protracted litigation with financial costs. Because I smell a rat here that they must have consulted their legal advisors, and they told them that, no, because of this and this and this, you are legible like everybody else. So reapply. I mean, you can see if somebody is told that your term is over, and you say, my term is not over, and while this is still going on, he reapplies, and he wonders why he's going to the public protector and writing to everybody. Must have gotten some legal advice to continue, we'll deal with them. Thank you.
The person who's giving us the report is Dr. Herman, Dr. Advocate Tembe from here in Parliament. He's a legal advisor together with the head of the legal unit. They are both here, Dr. Maite. So they've been dealing with this matter for many days. Hence, even last week I was with them. They were explaining, I was even seeing their response to the public protector.
But I was just thinking that we should get legal calm.
You are right. I'm not saying you are wrong for raising your concern, because even myself, I was having a concern. But why these commissioners are writing to everybody? You know, I was worried that they are writing to everybody, to the speaker, to what, to who, everywhere. You know, and I was worried because I even wanted to get clarity even from the people who are serving in the women portfolio committee. What exactly is happening here? Honorable Imam?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I think what is very, very clear is that the term of office is not binding. It's up to the President. And in this instance, I think it was 2 years ago. But I think I must agree with my colleague from the legal fraternity, because if you resign, you resign. Finish. And I think I know where they're coming from. They resigned, but in that same period, they were reappointed, so they are calling it that that was one term. If I understand that very well, it doesn't really apply that to you. If you resign, it means you're no longer part of it, now you are reappointed. You are not reappointed into that particular position in terms of that original contract that you have. It's a completely new thing, am I correct? So I think that we are quite clear on that. But I think my two questions very quickly. What is the status quo now? What is the position in terms of this dispute right now? Because I'm a little bit concerned that we go through this entire exercise and they're going to draw this is going to be a long drawn battle somewhere else in court or whatever it is. what is the status quo in terms of that, so we know what we're doing is going to be fruitful and good. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I think that will actually solve the problem. If you can tell us what is the situation now. Or secondly, what do you anticipate being the problem in terms of these people have to go to court? Do you believe that...
Talk to the mic so that it can be recorded. Yeah.
Do you believe that if the matter... Is there a possibility that these people are going to want to contest this after the response that they got from the public protector and anybody else? If you can guide us on that.
Okay, Herman, Maros, before you respond, let's have Maros. You're welcome, Honorable Malulege.
Well, I'm interested to hear the response, but I also want to say these gentlemen are legally qualified, they've investigated it, I'm prepared to take it, and I know there has been a lot of stuff happening in the background, which has actually brought the CGE into disrepute, and that should also be taken into account. We want to stop this and make sure that we start with a clean slate and not have people who have been causing trouble unnecessarily and just desperately trying to get back into the job. We're here for a clean slate and for justice.
Thank you very much, Maro. Amen. Oh, Kaula. Sorry, before Kaula.
Honorable
Kaula, my apologies.
And that goes. No, Lama Lama is in King. I am concerned that 10 years of Gensela, Baba Banaba, our phone with Betty Baz, the phone with Batanata Baz. Lana, the Gitiana, Joba Secretary List, the Alababa applies. Aga Gwenzela, as Bazi.
I want to get the clarity, as we are aware that we have already identified the two commissioners who had already served their term. I'm suspecting that sometimes it's possible that you know the person by the face, but when you write him down what is written, you don't know that's the person you already know. How are we going to exclude those? Maybe when they are coming to present themselves. So that we eliminate them, because sometimes we don't know their names as they are written down, but you know we know their faces when they are coming for an interview.
Amen.
Thanks, Chair. The current status of the commission is that. For all the commissioners, which there was the error of, because all the 8 outgoing commissioners, which you have got vacancies for, there were presidential minutes which corrected the errors. Currently, Commissioner is out of office as her term lasts on the 31st of December 2018. There was a presidential meeting and a letter written by the DG to that effect, which currently she's out of office. Mr. Mbotli is still in the commission because his term lapses on the 31st of May 2019. So for all the commissioners in the CGE, they were corrected presidential minute for all of them, the 8. So letters written by the DG. As far for the issue of litigation, you cannot prescribe that somebody can have access to the court, but as far as the legislation is clear, they don't have a legal standing to say that their term was not fully considered by the committee. I don't know whether my head would like to add anything to that. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
If I may, Chair. I think we need to advise the committee that the one, in terms of whether they are eligible or not, in terms of the CGE Act, they are not eligible. They have served two terms. I think we must get that clear so that we don't ill-advise the committee. In terms of the issue, the complaint with the public protector in terms of when is the second term ending, December or next year, March. We have responded to the public protector. In fact, the DG, as my colleague has indicated, did write to them correcting the error that was created earlier on. So we regard that matter also as being settled. I doubt if they can contest it because the Act is very clear, not exceeding 5 years. It was an error to give them a term that exceeds 5 years by 3 months, and President has corrected that. So I think that's the advice we are giving to the committee. They don't qualify for reappointment, and I think the committee must write to them and tell them please, that you don't qualify in terms of this section of the same Act that governs you, which is the CGE Act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, our legal unit, because you know what, as members, it must be clear so that we cannot find ourselves being litigated also as a committee, as if we are lawmakers but we don't understand the law. But through your advice, at least you are very helpful to us, and thank you very much. Dr. Maesa, are you still on this matter? I think honourable members have exhausted this matter, ne? But Dr. Maesa, I'll allow him to speak. Ne?
Get a full report of all those who served one term, two terms, or what, so that those. Sorry?
You don't have a copy?
No.
Oh, we do have copies, okay. I thought when Niggy Lama copies, we do have them, lucky. Okay, my apologies.
We just have the list, not about them. What I was trying to say is that if we don't have the full knowledge, someone may have been tainted, and when through ignorance, when we are doing whatever we are doing, assisting and trying to appoint, they may go through the net. Meanwhile, they are going to cause problems for them. Like she said, we wanted to start with a clean slate, not with people who have issues, and then they come and bring those issues in the new committee. But if we don't know anything about them, we just look at their CVs and whatever. We say they qualify. Meanwhile, Kabish, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Maesel. I thought you do have copies. Hemant, may you please make copies for honorable members? Wonke lama kopi la ba kodwa ufunda ukuthi le akere you do have it. I thought you do have them. Okay, they'll give it to you. Never mind. Honorable Verma.
Thank you, Chair. Just to going back to what Nelisa presented a bit earlier about the civil society comments. You said you got a few. Is it possible to get copies of those as well? Civil society comments on the applicant?
Okay. Honorable Verma, remember, honorable members, we are going to distribute all those things. Those were not meant for today's meeting. So you are, before we do the shortlisting, members are going to get the package of CVs of the applicants. And then you'll have to go through them, read them at your own time,
so that when we come back next week, you would have read your package, and you will know exactly, when we start shortlisting, you would know exactly what's going on. All the, even the comments, the public comments, after we've posted the CVs in the parliamentary website, you will see, you'll have that package, you will know what did people say about each candidate. Yeah, it was not meant for today's meeting. So even your interpreters would have read those documents, and Honorable Kaula's interpreter would have read that document, so that when Honorable Kaula comes to the meeting, she knows exactly what's happening in each candidate. So next week, every member will get it, ne? But today, I am saying you'll get it today, because it's already there. You'll get it. It's there already. But with regards to the document of when were the commissioners appointed, and where is the addendum for the corrections from the presidency, you'll get it, because it's here. I thought that those things was the... I can see what you don't have those records.
Yeah. Mina wami wonke ngoba ama-interpreter ayashintsha zwanikeza kumape u-six abeyesizulu zonikeza six
so ayashi no lokhona namhlanje nje kusho kufaneke azi ukuthi kufaneke abe khona na next week asizobanika bonke
Chair, I will have to report that to the person who appointed me to come here because they normally rotate us. So, but I'm going to make a report to my senior that in terms of this proceeding, there must be one person for the whole.
Yes.
The whole okay.
Yes. Yeah. If you are Kuna, you are well informed. We don't want a person who is going to start answer. Okay, honorable members, I think we have done very well. We are done with our today's meeting. Tomorrow we will be dealing with the criteria of shortlisting and so forth and so on. And we are starting in the morning. 10 o'clock.
Where are we now?
Yeah. Hey, play on one side, please. Oh, what's the ball? Hey, yeah. Yeah, you were there. adopted it. You remember when we had an Asian meeting and we had to go and adopt the amended program. Yeah. If there are changes also, due to Mkambe, it's the delay of screening verification of qualifications, we'll then have to reconvene and see how then do we adjust our program. But tomorrow also we'll have our room will be off mode. Hemen?
What is Hemen?
you remember, honorable members, ne? Last 2017, when we were dealing with the appointments, ne? When the state security people came to brief us, it was only members. And the room was, it's a closed meeting. And the room will be off mood. So probably tomorrow they'll be coming to brief us, because I just got the approval today from the Speaker's office. We had to apply, you know, to state security, that whatever report they have, they must come give us as the portfolio committee. So tomorrow we'll have that meeting again. And then after that, we can have our room. It'll be on with TV. I mean, you know, state security things are not for public consumption. I mean, yeah. I agree. Some of my members, they are not aware of this. They were not part of the ad hoc committee. But those who were there in that previous ad hoc committee, they know. But it's information is sensitive, so it cannot be publicized.
Down an hour, then? For time, 6 o'clock. Why don't we deal with criteria today so that tomorrow...
My son, of course. Of course. Is there any question regarding what we're dealing with today? Honorable Velma?
Thank you, Chair. Link to the program. So we're going to run with the meetings, but there are some approvals still pending. I think the committee secretary should remove some of the pending, because we have moved on.
Thank you, Honorable Verma. You know, when you read too much, sometimes you don't even see that there's pending. Yeah, I need to be corrected. It's okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think we have come to the end of our meeting. We'll meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Transport is arranged. Our vouchers will be refunded. So tomorrow they must make sure that our vouchers are refunded. Those who have used their money, like myself and other members from the airport to here, need to be refunded. Yeah. Thank you very much. Maroth? Yeah. Maroth, and you are here, also you must be refunded, ne?
No, I live here, but daily I just need Neliswa to inform the administration that my daily commuting must recognize these meetings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And Honorable Velma, the same.
Yes, I live here.
We are not recorded. You are not on. Your mic is not on.
I have too few kilometers to be refunded.
Oh, okay.
I know Parliament won't refund me.
Okay. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.